And now, let's go back in time. Back to the beginning of rock and roll. Back to the days of carbon paper, manual typewriters, and phonographs, when your favorite songs were on 45s. Back to American Bandstand. And back to when there were only three places on the AM radio dial to hear the latest hits. And back to the DJs who became friends and companions. Hey, my name is Jim Hampton. Let's recall the music, the memories, and the DJs who were the soundtrack to our youth. It's Radio Recall, making memories one more time.
Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Are you Silver?
Hooray! Do you remember? Do you remember?
Down to the wire, Detroit, baby. Here we go. 4 years of memories in 4 hours. Hello, the Ringster, from yours truly, Joel Sebastian, on WXYZ for a...
Wouldn't it be nice if life was as pretty as this song? Three Dog Night, out in the country, from Keener and Scott Regan. It's 9:26.
2 minutes after 8 o'clock, WXYZ, the Lee Allen Show. We're talking with guys and gals. You know the number, 962-2322 or 23. Right? Is that right? All right, play it up there.
Well, hi again. This is Dave Schaefer, Jack the Bellboy, and Everlovin' WJBK, and it's 5 minutes after 7, and we're underway for this.
Barry Wells on WKNR. Hey, if I can't later today, I've got to play The One Who Really Loves You from 61, another great one. You know, it's amazing what Berry Gordy's done in just a handful of years with Motown Records. Keeter Gold on the green scene.
Keeter Vibration.
We're going to have a thing by Mr. Question Mark and the Mysterians coming up next here on the Don Z Show.
CK, 2020 News is go for 60 seconds.
In Detroit, and this, of course, is the Robert E. Lee Show.
Nice to have you on a Sunday with Solid Gold.
WXYZ.
24 before 6. WXYZ presenting Jim Hampton right here. Well, there is nobody else around, so I thought I'd stop by.
4:08 o'clock at CKLW, and this is Tom Shannon. We are reminiscing from the 60s with some of the music that I guess made it great.
Are you ready?
By those young rascals right here on Giant CK. Welcome to the biggest fool of them all, Bud Davies. More than happy to be with you every day, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hooray!
Another day older and deeper in debt.
Sincerely, oh yes, sincerely.
1956.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this.
I'll make you so lonely, baby. I'll make you so lonely. I'll make you so lonely. I'll make you die.
My prayer is to linger with you.
And don't be cruel to who heart is true.
1957.
I'm all shook up.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
Darling, you sent me. I know you sent me.
1958.
April love,
Because I'm stuck on you.
Here he comes, that's Kathy's clown.
Come on, baby, let's do.
But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, say the last dance for me.
1961.
Why, she ran away, and I wonder where she will stay. My little runaway, run away.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
Don't ever make her blue.
1962.
Love, oh, that love.
baby does the hanky pain.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
1967.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
This guy's in love with you.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Jim Hampton. I had the great fortune of working as a DJ in Detroit during the mid to late 60s on WXYZ and WJBK. For me, my desire to be a radio DJ started in Farmington, Michigan, in my bedroom when I was in my teens. Oh yeah, I had a portable phonograph, and unlike any other kid I knew, I had a Webcor tape recorder with a microphone. Wow, was I hot stuff in my bedroom. After school, I'd come home, I'd throw my homework in the corner, and I'd go right to my DJ setup and start recording. And of course, I would spend hours listening to my favorite DJs on stations like WKMH, CKLW, and WXYZ. KMH and Wixie, I think, were my favorites. And I would compare my sound with their sound. Well, no comparison. I would listen to Robin Seymour and Lee Allen, Mickey Shore. By the way, that's his theme song in the background. Oh, and then there was this crazy guy who would yell into a trash can, Dave Prince. He called himself Sangu. Well, on behalf of all of the DJs who put their heart into making a fun radio show every day of every week, and every performer who began, like all of us, with dreams of becoming something extraordinary, even if just for a moment, and to every listener, every one of you who gave your time and your loyalty to these entertainers, I salute you. And that is what this program is about. It's Radio Recall, recalling the music, the memories, and the DJs that we still think about as much as 50 years later. Tonight we're going to flash back with the actual air checks of many of these guys. Plus you'll hear many great hits and some rare music from the past that's not played on radio today. We'll have some surprise guests, play some games, do some dedications, but most of all, just relive the magic. So, let the memories begin.
We've got music, memories, DJs on high.
glad to be back in Detroit radio, back on the air in the city that I grew up in, the city that I love so much. This is Jim Hampton, in case you don't know who this is, formerly WXYZ and WJBK for many years ago. And I came back to Detroit because I wanted to, try to put a smile back on the faces of some of my friends in Detroit and all of you listening to the show tonight. It's been over 40 years since some of these guys have been heard from, some of these disc jockeys that we're going to be playing and saluting. And wow, it's just amazing that they made such an impact on our lives. And you're going to hear about Dave Schaefer and about Dave Prince and about Lee Allen and about Joel Sebastian, all kinds of incredible talents. And I've got a whole bunch of friends with me here. Folks that I have sort of grown up with in the business. I've got my good buddy Michael Collins.
Hello.
Radio personality.
Hi, everybody.
And Dick Kernan, who's sitting right here by the right side.
Yes, indeed.
Dick Kernan with Specs Art School. Specs
yeah.
Art School. You also were the program director of, WRAF and... Mm-hmm. And you worked WXYZ.
And I think I was all of the things that were played in the first 15 minutes. I think I was running the board for most of them.
Well, I think that you're going to really enjoy what's happening today because we have so many incredible air checks from some of the best legends of Detroit. And these are the people, like I said, 50 years later, we still remember their name. And coming up, well, just one name I'll tell you right now, Frantic Ernie Durham. He'll be coming up in just a second. So stick around here. We got lots to play. Life would have it, we're still learning all these buttons here, and it's and no one wants to step up to the plate and help me. I'm an old guy.
What?
You're just not. Well, you can't run this
no,
equipment.
He does.
Well, you're from the Specs Howard School. You
well,
should.
Well, that's why we have a grad here to bail you out.
You should know how to run this equipment. I mean, after all, this equipment is vintage equipment. This goes back to when I was at Wonderful Wham in Flint. It's not very high tech, but it is the best we have right here. Radio Recall, Jim Hampton. Glad to be back here on a beautiful summer night in Detroit. I know you're watching the Red Wings, but, it just doesn't count. Stand by, Frantic Ernie Durham is coming up right after this.
don't make me over. Make me over.
For what I am, accept me for the things that I do. Dionne Warwick and Don't Make Me Over. Great song, a Detroit sound for you on
Radio Recall, the Jim Henson Show.
And like I promised, we're going to go back now to one of the great, great disc jockeys of Detroit radio. His name is Frantic Ernie Durham from WJLB. Let's listen.
Back on the scene with my rocking machine, your ace from inner space, your host who loves to sing in musical entertainment most, Ernie Durham, with nothing but the best. Later for the rest, until midnight, Monday through Friday, say hey.
Just say you will, say you will.
Jackie Wilson with his latest and his greatest, Lonely Teardrop. Oh, there's a real solid-scented side. I'm mighty happy to slide. Lonely Teardrops, Jackie Wilson. Here in Franticville, a real fine thrill. Be on the lookout, be on ear for the announcement of our first date, mate, get it real straight, of our big show and dance, the first in a series, coming to Flint, Michigan. Today we're going to put another real fine side on display, say hey. This one is done by the Imperials, who have tears on their pillows. On my pillow. Very nicely done, old pleasant one. Tears on my pillow. Yes, it's been a real joy, boy. Never such a pleasure, treasure, chinning and spinning here with you during this inning of spinning. With recorded music, until midnight, your ace from inner space, your host who loves your swinging musical entertainment most, Ernie Durham on the swingingest show on the radio. Hey.
All right. That's Frantic Ernie Durham. He is truly one of a kind. You know, he was so popular in those days that he used to do two shows. He would go up to Flint and do a show, and then he would come driving down to Detroit, and he'd go on WJLB, and he'd do his
regular show. We talking with Frantic Ernie?
I think that was like in the late 50s, you know, obviously. Yep. This was from the 50s. And then I think he went on into, I believe he actually ended up on WJR in the, if I'm not mistaken, it was in the early 80s, believe it or not, for a little while. I got some of this information from Dave Carson, you know, who is the historian on rock radio in Detroit, and his book, Rockin' Down the Dial. Everything I know about radio is between the pages of Rocking Down the Dial. Anyway, we may talk today a little bit later, and he'll, I'm sure, correct a lot of what I've been saying. But, yeah, he actually went back to the airwaves, and he hosted a Saturday night R&B oldies show on WDET-FM. And
that's where I remember him from.
Yeah. Anyway, we have lots more coming up. You know, we have a very special guest that's going to be calling in from Monterey, California. Right. I think he lives next door to Clint Eastwood. I'm not sure.
Ooh.
Tom Shannon.
Ooh.
And I must warn Tom now that there are about 35 of his girlfriends who are already calling in wanting to know where he is. So I don't want to reveal exactly where
he really lives next to Clint Eastwood.
Well, I don't know if
he makes a bucks over there, didn't he?
I don't know if he's next.
Where'd we go wrong?
So anyway, Tommy Shannon will be coming up. We also have what else do we have on our show here? It is jam packed. Oh, next in just a couple minutes will be the great Robin Seymour. So stick around, okay?
This is Radio Recall, where we like our music there.
Remembers the top five songs from this date in 1960. Number five.
Night, here comes the night.
The great Jackie Wilson and Night.
Another
number four.
Once there were green fields. Kissed by the sun. Once there were valleys where rivers used to run.
That's by the Brothers Four, called Once. Greenfields. And number three.
All you need.
Jimmy Jones with Good Timing. And number two.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you never shake me. No serving you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you.
Elvis Presley was Stuck on You. And the number one song from this date in 1960. The Everly Brothers, Kathy's Clown.
Don't want your love anymore.
The Everly Brothers. That's Kathy's Clown. And Kathy's Clown from 1960. That's what were you doing in 1960? Let's think back for a second. Let's see. I was in Dunkel Junior High School in Farmington, Michigan. And I think it was in the sixth grade, and that song was a big hit. And I loved it, and I loved the Everly Brothers. This is Radio Recall. It's Jim Hampton playing the music for you. It sounds so great to have him on tonight. And it's not just tonight. It's going to be tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday night and Monday night, the entire Memorial weekend from 7 to 10. So be listening, okay?
Radio Recall, the Jim Hampton Show.
I have to tell you that I had a chance to go out to Redondo Beach, California, which is kind of near where I live in Los Angeles. And I got to see the great Robin Seymour. I don't know if you remember, but Robin was on the air here in Detroit on WKMH in the late 50s, all the way into the 60s when it was Keener. And then he went to CKLW, did some radio shows there, and also launched Swingin' Time, which was like sort of like a bandstand type television show. It was very, very successful. He introduced all the Motown acts. But anyway, he has this amazing condo overlooking the ocean from one end to the other, and a nice, nice man. I had a great time with him. And let's go back in time and remember Robin Seymour, who I think really was the first to start rock and roll in Detroit.
This is Bobbin with Robin, Robin Seymour. Today you're going to hear the top five, all the hits, and our guest star today, we're going to be talking to Elvis Presley. That's right, and the Sammy Davis Jr. So let's go, Bobbin with Robin.
Bobbin with the Robin, no more time for sobbing.
Lads did that for me. I got to know Mitch Miller very well and Percy Faith very well. They called me up on the phone and they played it on the phone. Hey, my man with the Robin. Da, 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 da. And I said, man, that's great. That's great. I've got the sheet music on it. I'll show it to you. And the original sheet music with my beautiful picture on the cover. Oh, boy. Don't show it to anybody. And I said, that's great. And 3 weeks later, it was on an EP. They put that on an extended play. I think it's only a minute and 21 seconds, the theme song, all together. And they sold about 25,000 copies.
could live without romance until you came to me. But now I know that I will go. Oh, loving you be turned. Leave what you please be alone. Never leave me alone. Cause I die every time we're apart. I want you, I do need you.
I love you with all my heart.
I remember, I think it was 1956. When Elvis Presley appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, remember he did all that shaking and wagging and all that kind of stuff in those days. That was really something. And I got on the air the next day and I said, this guy's never going to make it. He's not going to make it. I was doing a real gimmick bit, to be honest with you. But I will tell you this. That night when I went home, there were 200 bikes in front of my house with big signs. Get rid of Robin. Get rid of Robin. Down with Robin. He doesn't like Elvis.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so alone and blue.
Johnny Ray, introduced Johnny Ray in Detroit. In fact, I discovered him for the most part at the Frolic Show Bar in Detroit when Al Green called me down and said, you got to see this kid. He can hear, he bangs at the piano, and he's got the greatest songs. He's got great soul. Many unfortunate things happened to Johnny Ray, as Johnny Ray fans might recall. He would have been as big, if not bigger, than Elvis Presley. He was absolutely tremendous.
Listen to me, my plea.
lava, lava, so.
Young and I didn't know any better. I was listening to pop music from the time I was 9 years old. I would run home from school and I would turn on Martin Block, the fabulous make-believe ballroom. And then I wish I could think of the name of the guy in Detroit. It was at CKLW. Eddie Chase. Great Eddie Chase. I admired him so. He was great. What a delivery he had. I would listen to this and I would get to know all the bands. So when I got to be a disc jockey, playing 78s, the record distributors and the record companies would come and show you records. They'd bring the artists on off labels, not RCA Victor or Decca, Capitol. Those were the big record companies. In fact, that was it. And they'd bring me records by an artist like Bull Moose Jackson, some new kid just starting out, Little Richard, and a few more that I can't think of at the moment. And they were had a great sound. So I started playing these records. Now, here we are at a station called WKMH in Detroit, which later became the very well-known Keener WKNR. We were upstairs of a furniture store, and I recall that the equipment in those days was very heavy. Today, you can get a recorder thing and just put it on your desk or hold it in your hand, but those heavy things, and I remember the floor used to sort of sway a little bit. It started to curve until they went to their building, where I think they still are, on Michigan and Greenfield, WNIC. And we'd play these records. And the kids would come from next door, which was Sacred Heart, a church. They'd sit in the studio, which held about 30 or 40 people, and they would dance and they would listen to the records. We were doing a TV show on radio. We didn't even realize it at that time. But got the reaction. I dug the sound. And I think that was it because I was young, not too far from a teenager myself, 20 years old, just got out of the service. And we started introducing these records, a little bit of them. But on Saturday, we had what we called our jazz show from 11 to midnight, and we played all of this, what we would call right now, R&B, soul records, by unknown artists. It was incredible, and it started out. In fact, the boss many times would come into me, and he'd say, Robin, you know, I go down to the DAC all the time, and these people say, why is that guy playing all these funny-sounding records all the time? And he says, Robin, what's the deal? I says, well, the young kids like them, you know, and it's going. He says, well, we're selling airtime. Everything seems to be happy, and you got an audience going, so okay. And we were really the first, I think, pop disc jockey.
Robin with the Robin, no more time for sobbing.
Oh, yeah. Robin Seymour. Thank you, Robin, for doing that. You know, most everything here has been an actual air check, but in this case, because we had a chance to actually sit down with Robin out in Redondo Beach, we recorded that interview and then put the music in, and wow, he still sounds great. He sounds just the same as he did in 1959, 1960. And if you're listening, Robin, the best to you. And by the way, you know, I came here was because I thought such a depressed time in Detroit, people are really in a, you know, bad state of mind, and I thought there must be a way to kind of cheer people up. And I think music and memories is the way that you do that. And so that's why I'm here. That's why we're doing Radio Recall, and I hope you enjoy it. And I thank you again and for listening, and all the other legends who are going to be a part of the show. I cannot sound bad because I have the greatest DJs in the world. They're going to be here. And here's one of them, by the way.
Hello, Detroit. You've touched my soul. Thanks for the memories I cherish so. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, it's Big Jim Edwards from the Big 8. You know, you're from Detroit if you remember this.
Sunday at beautiful Motor City Driveway.
I remember woodwarding, driving slowly down Woodward Avenue through one drive-in restaurant after another, listening to Tommy Shannon's Bearskin Rug Show on CK. I remember doing the dances at the Wall Lake Casino and some of the great local bands like SRC, The Rationals, Brownsville Station, Frigid Pink, MC5, Terry Knight, and Bob Seger. And I remember when Denny McLean pitched our Tigers to a World Series win. Most of all, I remember my first day at CKLW and looking across the river to this incredibly big, beautiful city and feeling very, very humbled that I was going to be a part of the radio dial in one of the nation's biggest and most powerful cities. And now it's 40 years later, and with more sand at the bottom of my hourglass than I have at the top, I am truly humbled to have been a part of it.
You're alive.
Hello, Big Jim Edwards, and hello to Del Shannon.
Here she comes.
Here she comes.
That little town flirt.
Here she comes.
You're falling for her, and you're gonna get her. Yeah, I know it's so hard to resist the temptation of.
Yeah.
Great Del Shannon, a Michigander, a great influence in rock and roll. He was there before the Beatles. In fact, he even influenced the Beatles. Del Shannon for you right here. Coming up on our show, we're going to have another Shannon, Tommy Shannon, right here on Radio Recall. So don't go away. We are live from O-Town on WPON, Wall Lake, Detroit. It's 8 o'clock.